Today's sponsor, OneSkin, has a simple, scientifically validated routine that keeps your skin looking and feeling great. I have been using the OneSkin eye cream and the all-over lotion on my face day and night, and I have noticed a huge difference. OneSkin is the world's first skin longevity company. By focusing on the cellular aspects of aging, OneSkin keeps your skin looking and acting younger for longer. Get started today with 15% off using code JUICY at OneSkin.co. That's 15% off OneSkin.co with code JUICY. After you purchase, they'll ask you where you heard about them. Please support Juicy Scoop and tell them I sent you.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Heather McDonald has got the juicy scoop. When you're on the road, when you're on the go, Juicy Scoop is the show to know. She talks Hollywood tales, her real life Mr. Segment, serial data, and serial sister. You'll be addicted and addicted fast to the number one tabloid real life podcast. Listen in, listen up. Woo, woo. Heather McDonald, Juicy Scoop.
Hello and welcome to Juicy Scoop. As always, I have a great show for you. Remember that at the end of Tuesday's episode, Spencer was like, what? I don't need to go anywhere. So we get into even more juice a little bit later in the show. Let me first remind you, you go to heathermcdonald.net for all of my live shows. And I just went through cleaning my old studio office. As you see, I'm in a new beautiful office. And it was hard to give things some things away. And I was like, you know who would really love some of these things? A Juicy Scooper. So at every show, I'm going to give some memorabilia away at the end of the show. So you want to go and you want to also let me know, what are you dying for from my old memorabilia? Barbies, things like that. Anyway, everything is at heathermcdonald.net. Okay, this was disturbing. Some Real Housewife news that is disturbing. Real Housewives of Salt Lake City is currently filming. This was everywhere. This is coming from Page Six. A lot of people have picked it up. They're currently filming, and apparently Mary is the religious cult leader. And yes, I'm going to say cult because everything I've read, in my opinion, sounds like a cult. Last season, she came back. She never spoke about her church, like as if it didn't exist. I went and visited it once when I was out in Utah. And it looked like it was just abandoned. It didn't look like it was being remodeled. This is about a year and a half ago. It looked like it was over with. So I don't know if now that she's a Real Housewife star, if she doesn't want to mention the fact about her church. But it was very disturbing, all the stuff with it. She also said some weird racist remarks in the past. She's called Jen Shah a Mexican thug. You know, Jen Shah, well, for one thing, she's not Mexican, but she did go to prison. Anyway, that was disturbing when she called her that. She also called another housewife that is no longer in the cast slanted eyes. And now she is called Lisa Barlow's 12-year-old son the R word, as in mentally challenged. And so this story got out. If you read the story from Page Six, of course, all the other cast members were disturbed by it. But then it reads and it's like, but according to these sources, they've gotten past it and they moved on, and now they're filming in Puerto Vallarta on a girls' trip. I'm like, this is just, it is really giving the ick factor for the whole franchise, everything. You guys know I was not a fan of Jen Shah's and I was not a fan of Mary's. Yes, she's quirky. Yeah, she says weird things with her eyes. Oh, yeah, she'll go to Whitney Rose. Yeah, little girl. You know, and people will be like, why don't you like me, Mary? Because I don't. And none of them like her. They're all scared of her, just like they're scared of Jen Shah. But they have to interact with her because they've got to stay on the show. And I guess they've got to, and I guess you got to get past it when this religious cult leading freak who married her step grandfather and had his child. And we've heard audio of her berating her congregation about they didn't give her enough money on her birthday and all the crazy stuff. I guess they felt they had to bring her back when Jen Shah went to prison. But, and then last night she posts, Mary posts, "This is my heart," or something, and posts a photo of her son. Okay, so we're supposed to forgive you because you're a mom? It's very weird. And, you know, what is Lisa Barlow supposed to do, I guess? You know, she's like, "I'm not going to give up this big paycheck." But if they all banded together and was like, "Enough," you know, but what is her excuse going to be? "Oh, I just slipped out of my mouth. I didn't know. I was being silly." I don't know what, but we'll have to wait and see, I guess. But that was just gross. Also, Real Housewives of New York, no OGs are on it. They're filming the second season of all the new girls, and they added Rebecca Minkoff, who is a handbag designer. She's in, you know, the nicer department stores, and she, in fact, is a Scientologist. So this is pretty juicy news, and this is coming from the Daily Mail, and actually, Jacques wrote this, Jacques Peterson, and it's and apparently they are one of the most powerful families in the Church of Scientology. And Rebecca's father once shelled out $100,000 as part of a wrongful death lawsuit filed against the church. I don't know who this person was that they felt the church was responsible for wrongfully dying. There's photos with her with Danny Masterson and they're close. But she's also this designer, and everybody's bought her bags. And I don't know if we knew that she was a Scientologist then. And I don't know how strongly people feel about associating with someone in that religion. She's not trying to recruit you, but it is very interesting. And we'll see what happens with that between Mary and the cult leader Mary and the Scientologist here. I don't know, but I can see why they chose it. And I could see why this is not a reason not to choose someone, because it does spark discussion. So we'll see. This was funny. So Lisa Vanderpump was being interviewed, I think, because her new restaurant, Wolf, opened up in Lake Tahoe, which it's a great location. And when I was there over Labor Day weekend, I saw where it was being built. I had some Juicy Scoopers go this weekend. They said the food was excellent. It was beautiful. So they asked Lisa Vanderpump, "What do you think about the report that Kyle Richards will not be asked back to Real Housewives of Beverly Hills unless she is honest about her real relationship with Morgan Wade?" And Lisa Vanderpump goes, come on, do we really have to hear about our relationship? I don't want to know who's munching whom. Come on, do we really care? Something to that effect. And it was just like hilarious. And of course, they were very close at one time. They did seven seasons together, she and Kyle, and they were close and they had this fun relationship. And then Puppygate happened, in which she was accused of planting a story about Dorit not being a good dog owner to a dog that she got from Lisa Vanderpump's Vanderpump dog situation. And she's like, "As if I planted stories in Reddit online. Are you kidding me?" And then Kyle was like, "Well, I'm telling you, this is what people are talking about." And that's when Ken took one of the dogs and said, "Goodbye, Kyle." So they've never talked since. And so it was kind of a fun little moment. A little more on Alexia, who is from Real Housewives of Miami. She posted very nice photos of herself and her sons. Her husband, Todd, has filed for divorce, and she said she was surprised by it. And it sounds like it's maybe has something to do with her sons, or at least that's what she wants us to believe, that, you know, if her husband can't get along with her sons, too bad. The sons are always going to be a priority, which is, you know, I'm not surprised, but I also think that is probably one of the issues. So good riddance to him. This was the photo that I talked about on Tuesday's episode that is so awful, that Page Six posted of Taylor with Kim when Kim was pregnant with one of her two kids that she has four kids, but the last two were surrogates. the first two North and Saint. She was pregnant. And this, you know, isn't she wasn't one of those perfect pregnant bodies. Nobody is. But this was just not a good outfit, not a good photo. And Page Six ran it again today. And this was said, Kim Kardashian insisted that life is good in her first interview since the Taylor Swift dropped the Thank You, Amy song that we talked about. She was on one of the talk shows, late night talk shows, and, you know, just answering some fun questions about what's true, what's not, about, you know, secrets about her or whatever. It was silly. She did not mention anything about this whole thing. She doesn't care about the 120,000 followers she's lost. She's not mentioning anything about the Taylor situation, which is what I predicted, but I also think is probably the wise choice. Also, there was an article that went out, and it's from Paste magazine, and it was not a flattering review of Taylor's latest album. And they decided not to include the writer's name, and they just wrote Pace staff, because they feel that the Swifties are so strong and so loyal to Taylor that if someone writes anything unflattering about Taylor, they will find that person, there will be death threats, there'll be all this stuff. And I think, sure, why not? You know, if I was the writer too, I'd be like, you know what? I don't need to, you know, block and delete a bunch of bots or 12-year-olds or probably a combination of both. Maybe the 12-year-old ordered the bots to go after me. I don't know. But, you know, it's, again, it's not Taylor's issue of controlling people that write mean things to people that she's not asking them to do that. She's just an artist and she has a lot of fans. But I do think, why not? I don't think that this writer would be in fear of actually being killed, like a group of 12-year-olds would, like, break into the writer's house. But I do think it's an annoying thing to wake up to, and it's an annoying thing to have to clean up your social media with bots that are, you know, bought by somebody who's threatened by you, or they have their brother buy them because it's the brother's business. Who knows what it is? I don't know, but it's probably wise. Okay, Kanye was doing some interview, and I think he was joking, but he said, if I was going to have a threesome, I want to have a threesome with Michelle Obama and my new wife, Bianca. He also, like, got in a fight with somebody that was trying to, like, get too close to Bianca, and he's like, has her honor, but then he also has her walking around practically naked. They were just in Disneyland. I don't think they went with any kids, so they're Disney adults now, and she was wearing, like, ace bandages for shoes. Like, she was not, she couldn't wear shoes. And it's a lot of walking. So, you know, he gets to wear his big, comfortable Yeezy shoes or whatever he's wearing now. And she has to wear ace bandages around her bare feet. And then she wore, like, and then it was just sort of like, it was just like a paper bag, like, over, like a little see-through shorts and top. But it was just like a bib. It, like, reminded me of when you would get it, like, wear a paper bag when you were five to be like an Indian or something for Thanksgiving. Like, it was just like it was the weirdest outfit. And that's what she has to do. And now, you know, 3 years ago, it was Sundays of Kanye with his music, and people were going to the Forum to hear all the choir sing the religious stuff. And he was critical of Kim, what she wore to the Met Ball. Now he's, you know, parading this girl in nylons and no shoes at Disneyland and saying he wants to have a threesome with Michelle Obama. So he knows how to get the news, because look, I'm talking about him. A little follow up on the very sad story about the TikToker Eva Evans. This girl is a beautiful girl. She had like 300,000 followers on all, you know, on different platforms. She did fun videos, but also did this dating series and life of what it's like to shop a day in life of New York. And TMZ is now reporting it was, she did end her own life, and someone walked in and saw her hanging, and there was a note. And so far, nobody thinks there's any foul play or anything. But also, the people around her said they didn't find her to be depressed at all. So very strange, very sad. Meghan Markle's podcast with Lemonada, that company, she had the $20 million with Spotify. They realized they might have slightly overpaid. They ended that deal. This one, they said, is now going to be pushed back until 2025. So I don't know, you guys. Thank God you have Juicy Scoop. So that's not happening. Also, there was a bunch of reports out today that there's going to be more explosive scoop about when she was the Duchess living in England and how she treated her staff, because this former staff person is whatever going to tell or give the scoop. I don't know what they could really say. I'm not that interested in what's going, like, oh, that she, like, we're going to hear from the staff that she was, I don't know, like, asked for another pillow. I don't know what it'll be. It'll be very interesting to see if there's any real, really story to tell there. But they know a lot. I think sometimes these stories just happen because they know if it has like Meghan Markle in it or Taylor Swift, even if it's kind of like a non-story, because it really was a non-story. It was like, oh, there's more scoop coming. Okay, whatever. With Mother's Day coming up, I wanted to take a quick moment to appreciate not only the moms, but anyone who's taken on the role of a caregiver. You do everything for everyone else, and now it's time to do something for you. So starting with your skin, today's sponsor, OneSkin, has a simple, scientifically validated routine that keeps your skin looking and feeling great. This is so unique. I absolutely love it. I have been using the OneSkin eye cream and the all-over lotion on my face day and night, and I have noticed a huge difference. The secret is OneSkin's proprietary OS1 peptide. It's the first ingredient proven to switch off the aging cells that causes lines, wrinkles, and thinning skin. And they've got several studies to back it up. OneSkin is the world's first skin longevity company. By focusing on the cellular aspects of aging, OneSkin keeps your skin looking and acting younger for longer. Get started today with 15% off using code JUICY at OneSkin.co. That's 15% off OneSkin.co with code JUICY. After you purchase, they'll ask you where you heard about them. Please support Juicy Scoop and tell them I sent you. What if you could take a weekly shot and lose weight and keep it off? I've spent tons of money on the juice cleanses that didn't work, the hours of cardio, the ice baths. No, thank you. The $20 smoothies. Are you kidding? That are probably just filled with sugar anyway. No, it didn't work. Well, now I found something that does. Row Body Program provides access to the most popular weight loss shots on the market. The Row Body Program pairs a weekly shot with healthy lifestyle changes so you can lose 15 to 20% of your weight in a year on average and actually keep it off. Over 200,000 people have already chosen Row to help them lose weight. Average weight loss is 15 to 20% in 1 year. With healthy lifestyle changes, BMI and other eligibility criteria apply. Go to row.co/juicyscoop. Sign up today and you'll pay just $99 for your first month and $145 a month after that. Medication costs are separate. That's ro.co/juicyscoop. This was kind of good scoop. So Rebel Rising, Rebel Wilson's book, by the way, she looks really good on the cover. So the latest story coming out of this book, I don't know when is this book coming out. Maybe it came out already, but this story is she got invited to a Hollywood party by a tech billionaire, and a royal was there, a male royal was there. And at this party, there were, you know, women, naked women, or and like girls dressed up like mermaids, and there were like men, I don't know, jousting, but they were like naked. And then there was drugs being passed around in which she didn't participate. And she was a virgin at the time, so at the time. And they were like, okay, you know, now the part of the night is coming where we're going to, whatever, have the orgies. That's why they're passing around the drugs, because it helps with the orgies, I guess. And then she left because she didn't participate. But the royal who she said, I mean, it's like a riddle, her book. It's like, well, this royal was male, but he was 15th to 20th down the line. I'm not a royal expert, but first I'm like, obviously it's Andrew, Prince Andrew, if you're going to think about it. But I don't know if that someone's going to say, well, he's actually eighth down. I'm like, I don't know where Andrew is in the line, but maybe it would be that long because first some, you know, it has to go through the next person's, all their kids before it goes to the siblings. And anyway, so, I mean, that's kind of juicy though. I like to hear about this crazy story. But anyway, I guess she didn't participate. So there you go. So this was weird. This guy, Keith McNally, he runs Balthazar. And he was also the one that got into a heated exchange online saying that James Corden was like rude to his staff or he was the worst customer. But then he took it back. I don't know. But this guy owns Balthazar in New York. And kind of out of nowhere, he said, oh, that Lauren Sanchez is not attractive and like that she and her husband, her fiance, Jeff Bezos are just terrible. And then like Chrissy Teigen got involved and was like, who are you? Like, she's charitable. She's accomplished. Like, why are you even saying this? And then right after that, there were like a rat or something running around his restaurant. And a socialite there filmed it and posted it. And then he basically was like, I think somebody brought that rat in after this, you know, wasn't it convenient that the woman filming it is, you know, someone of substature and could have filmed it to, I don't know. Now, listen, rats are everywhere. I had a rat show up at my San Francisco show and I jokingly said, I think somebody brought the rat. I don't think somebody brought the rat, but I don't know. Like, I mean, this is kind of a great story. Anyway, she handled it really well, Lauren. And, you know, it's one of those, I think she may have said this, where it's like, your opinion of me is none of my business. Like, have whatever opinion you want. Like, I'm not going to give it any mind. And but she also said she got such a great outpouring from so many people that were like, what a dick he is. I don't know why is this guy, it came out of nowhere. Like, why is he going after them? All right, so what? So you don't like them? You don't find her attractive? Who cares? You're not that cute either, dick. All right, this is a crazy story and very sad. This woman, she lost her husband. She's 57. She lost her husband when she was like 54. And then after a couple years, she decided, okay, I'm going to go online and I'm going to like kind of date. And she meets this really cute guy named Frank something. And he's Swedish and he lives in Sweden. And he's a businessman. And they start this online relationship. And then she's just totally smitten. And, you know, her daughter's an adult. And so the daughter doesn't really know what's going on, but she's hearing about her and everything. And but like within like weeks, there's email proof now that says how she's like, you're the love of my life, Frank, and I want to be with you forever. And then, you know, the daughter then finds out that she comes to the mom's house. The mom is not there. She has given $1.5 million of her money is gone, like out of her accounts. And she's just so embarrassed. And the reason the daughter went over there is because the daughter got like a message from someone saying, your mom has been a victim in a scam and a fraud, in a fraud scam. She's a victim of it. And she was like, oh my God, I know it has to do with this guy, Frank, who she never met. And so she went over to the mom's house. She didn't know where the mom was. And then the mom was found, had drowned in this river close to their house. And they're like, we don't know if, you know, I guess she just drowned. We don't know if it's, you know, foul play or whatever. And she's like, I don't think my mom would have just gone swimming in this river. Like, and I don't think this is the way she would have ended her life. So she really wants, she is not convinced that her mom ended her life this way. She thinks it was involved along this scam. But so sad that, and this is just such a story that we hear all the time, from the Dirty Johns to the Risa Tisa, who the F did I marry? And women are just, they're just so susceptible to this stuff still. And I think it's just because when you haven't been dating a long time and you've been married and then this guy, they realize the photo obviously was stolen. This guy doesn't exist. But they pick a really good photo. They pick a guy that's like, you know, age appropriate. He's just cute enough that it's like not unheard of. Like you would look like a couple together. So kind of rugged, kind of cute, but not like a straight up model. And so then as the woman, you're like, oh my God. And then you're having these great conversations and it's just so wonderful. And you've probably never had an online relationship like that before because you were married so long. And then, oh, but we're going to invest in this company together. And is this, this is my company. I'm an investor. If you could just give me this money, then we can have this great thing together. And you get sucked in. And then you also, I mean, maybe she, you know, ended her life because she was so embarrassed. People are always so embarrassed when they are a victim of these kind of love scams that then also involve money, and probably felt horrible that now she has no money to leave her daughter and she's only 57. And I mean, a $1.5 billion is probably the majority of her life savings. Really sad. I'm sure we'll find out more and we'll see if anybody else, probably now that it's out, we're probably going to find out more victims of this and just have to be so careful. And I said before, it's like, I feel like men, this probably happens with men, but I think they go in knowing if some really hot, beautiful girl is willing to spend time with them that, you know, probably they're it's because they're rich and they're probably not giving this girl, they're not being swindled to like give her hundreds of thousands of dollars to invest in some fake company. Guys are like, all right, I'll buy you some shoes. Here's a purse. Here's a bag. You know, it just never seems to happen where they're like completely swindled unless the man is like completely incapacitated, like Alzheimer's, 80 years old, and some woman comes in and like has him signing signatures and stuff. Oh, there was a story to that. Oh my God, I have to tell you this one. Wait. This woman was accused of wheeling a dead man into a bank to sign a loan. It was in, I think it was in Brazil. And she had her uncle who was dead. She put him in a wheelchair, like complete Weekend at Bernie's, and goes into a bank. And it's like, oh, hello. I'm just here to get my uncle just has to sign these signatures. Have to sign these papers. And the woman at the bank is like, okay. And then she's like taking his hand. She's like, uncle, sign it. Will you just sign it? This is so, if you don't sign this, then I can't get you the help that you need. You need to sign this. And the lady at the bank is like, I think he needs to go to a hospital. He looks really gray. And they found out he had died just a couple hours before. Suri is 18, Suri Cruz. And there's always all these articles that, you know, Katie Holmes is the mom. Oh my, there for years, ever since they got divorced. It's been 800 days since Tom saw Suri. It's been 6 years. All we know is that they don't talk. They don't go on vacation together. She doesn't see him because there's no photos of them together. I believe that to be true. But the truth is we don't know. We don't know if they do talk on the phone. We don't know if they have moments where paparazzi's not around and they actually do hang out and she spends like a dinner or a weekend with him. We don't know. The conspiracy theories behind Suri and if she actually is Tom Cruise's child at all. Also, she, you know, people think that she left the marriage because she felt they were going to want Suri to be part of Scientology. She got out of it. They had some arrangement. Tom really hasn't had any significant relationships since then. And so we'll see. You know, and the whole thing with Nicole Kim, that's a whole long story. I could like do a deep dive for like a Juicy Scoop history, but she seems to be doing great. She's 18. I don't know where she's going to college. Hopefully University of Oregon, and we'll just hang out and you can hang out with Brandon. I don't know, but that was kind of interesting. Chris Pratt and Katherine Schwarzenegger are getting a lot of crap because they bought this house for $12 million in Brentwood. That's a lot of money, even for Brentwood. And the house was old, but it was done by this architect that is seen as sort of like, you know, this amazing mid-century modern home, probably from like the 50s. And they are not maintaining it. They are knocking it down and getting like a modern farmhouse like you see on Vanderpump Rules. in the Valley. They're getting one of those, a big one, all done and beautiful, and that's what they want. And some people think that's a shame that they should have kept it, the, you know, architectural integrity of it. And I can see that, but I also think that it is their house, and it also is really hard sometimes to try to save a house like that when it's from the 1950s. That means the bathrooms are small. That means the countertops are low. Probably all the wiring needs to be redone, and to keep it just so you could, and even the ceilings are low. So yeah, there's these big, beautiful windows that might have been there. But once they start from scratch, there's going to be incredible windows and views too, and it's going to be the way they wanted it. So I can see why they're getting some crap, but like, who are you to judge how someone wants to spend their money? And like I said, sometimes it's just you're going to get the house you want just to start from scratch. But yeah, was this a cool house? Well, you know, then someone else should have bought it. Okay. Oh, but it was off market, so I guess nobody could have. Maybe that's why. Michael Jackson is, they are doing a movie. They just released the trailer. They're in the middle of filming it. So they did a little trailer at like Sundance or something. But, and his nephew is playing him. And they are restoring Neverland Ranch right now to film Neverland Ranch scenes. Now, if the family's behind it and the nephew's playing him, I don't know that we'll see anything from Leaving Neverland when the two boys were part of the trial accusing him of, you know, sexual assault and molestation, all that. I'm guessing if it's the family telling the story, it's going to have everything but that. They're just probably going to skip. I will be very curious how they do that, how they just skip over it, or they just act like, I just love little children when they sleep in your bed. Give them some warm milk. There's nothing more beautiful than sleeping in the same bed with a child. I mean, he would say that in interviews. So I'm really curious if the family's behind this, how they are going to tell his life story and just completely skip over that part to just be about his hair catching on fire when he did the Pepsi commercial and, you know, going to the Oscars with Brooke Shields, which now we know the story about that because she was kind of like, yeah, we were never really dating. Marrying Lisa Marie Presley. I would like to know about why he chose his dermatologist nurse to be the mother of two of his kids. And the dermatologist looked a lot like the kids. We'll see. We will see. That's where you want to go. That's why you want to see it, is because you're going to be like, how do you tell his life story if it's going to be seen as this like perfect life that he led? We'll see. These assholes. Oh my God. A North Carolina group were caught on camera pulling little black bear cubs from the tree to get a selfie. And somebody caught them on camera doing this. And they were like, oh, my God. And the little bear, I mean, do you imagine if the mama bear, like, saw that? They would have been killed, first of all. Also, though, the little bears appeared to be very scared, and they didn't know what was going on. And they were little enough. They literally looked like a teddy bear. So it did make for a good selfie. But, my God. And now they can't even post the selfie because people will attack them. But really, what an idiot. And people said, if that ever happens and you see the little bears and there's not a mama bear around, please don't grab one to take a selfie.
Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
Hey, have you ever used Cheapo Air?
For years, and I really like it. With Cheapo Air, you can book online, use their app, or even over the phone. They've got great prices on over 500 airlines and millions of accommodations. They're my go-to for travel planning. And if you join their Club Miles program, you can earn points to save on the cost of your travel. Book on the app and you get double points.
Sounds like it's time I tried Cheapo Air.
Call Cheapo Air at 855-247-3279 or visit cheapoair.com/podcast.
In good news, before we get to more Spencer, oh my gosh, I saw this video. It was in Minnesota, which, again, I was like, where is this from? Because I can't see this happening in LA. Such good Samaritans. This car was on fire in a car crash, and all these people, like six or seven people, were trying to get the people out and trying to get the back door open, break the window until they could get this man out. I mean, and flames are coming. Like, I'm sure several of these people that were the Good Samaritans must have some level of burns and injuries from doing this. And they never stopped. And these were just regular people. And it's just so rare that you see something great like that. I'm watching this crazy thing on Netflix called Baby Reindeer. I'm three episodes in, and I don't even want to really read the true story behind it because it is a true story. I kind of want to enjoy the whole series and then kind of get the whole scoop behind it. But it's based on a true story, and it's about this guy, and he's a struggling stand-up comedian, which is so interesting, in England, and he works at this bar, and this woman comes, and she comes every day, and she's kind of odd and a little off and a little lonely. And he's just nice to her, and she becomes his stalker, like hardcore stalker. And he realizes, like, he looks her up and he realizes she has done time for stalking. And everybody's talking about, I know it, apparently it gets really dark as we go later on. And then, but I'm definitely saying you guys should watch it. I think it's very unique and a different way of telling a story. And now for some fun, juicy scoop with Spencer Pratt. So I can't believe it, but Spencer decided to stay a little longer, and I still had so many more topics.
Great.
But then he just showed me a text that you got from James Franco.
It said, love. Let's
who's the girl in the photo?
It's his fiance.
Oh. So he's had lots of love, things to defend
sup,
in life.
Baby, love from Tuscany. I have a movie star best friend now.
Oh, that's right. I remember your whole story of how you guys became best friends. So, all right, well, tell him to come on Juicy Scoop.
He would probably love to.
Let's clear his name. Let's find out what was going on. Well, didn't he have a acting school?
A school, which he says was the biggest mistake ever, to think that, you know, what he realized, these schools have law firms and checks and balance. Like, you can't just start your own acting school. But
no one should start their own school. Jada and Will started a Scientology-based school.
Kanye started a school.
Kanye said the Donda school. He's got lawsuits about that. Or Donda or whatever that was called.
Best to stick with starting a church. It works for Kris Jenner. She has
the church you can start. Nobody, you never have to have a service.
No,
and just, everyone in your family can donate 10% of their earnings to the church, and then you're the church.
Yeah, that's great. So that's the
move. And there's no and then and the church lawsuits, doesn't pay taxes.
And no lawsuits from
you just
angry.
Don't have anybody working at the church, and then nobody is doing anything wrong with any kids because you don't have actual any program.
That's there she's
speaking.
I wonder if Corey Gamble actually has anything to do with that church. Maybe he's the one pastor or whatever.
I don't know. Okay. Not enough people talk about the church.
Yeah.
I did originally the church was I went to a one day thing, and it was at the movie theater in Calabasas when they were just starting it with Pastor Brad. And Pastor Brad was a real pastor from the Calvary Church out in Agoura. And something happened in that he had to leave the church. They asked him to leave. I think his marriage broke up for infidelity reasons. And the story is that I recall is that one day Chris really enjoyed his sermons, and she goes, I heard Pastor Brad is working at a Starbucks. Bruce, he was Bruce at the time, go to that Starbucks until you find him because I want to talk to him. He took him many times to go find him. Finally was there the day he was getting his vanilla latte. And brought him, and she's like, I'd like to, you should be being a pastor. Let's start a church together. So they did. And he was good at his sermons and stuff. And then they eventually got an actual place, and that's the church.
What's the name of it? I'm surprised there's not a merch line. Like,
it's called Community, California Community Church or something.
That is a hoodie. I need to make those.
And those. But then nobody ever. They never talked about that church again. And then when Kanye had his music and his church and all that, then that just stopped. And, you know, so I don't know. I don't know if people are still giving to the church. And then Lou Thornton had a church.
So I'm going to text James and be like, if you do start something again, I talked to Heather, we think you should start a church.
People have said, why don't you start the Church of Juicy Scoop? I said, no, just please join my Patreon, which is not part of a church, and it's legit. And I it's the real deal. And that is just at heathermcdonald.net. But listen, this is great because this book was sent to me by this young girl who wrote it. She was like lived in Calabasas. If you lived here, you'd be famous by now. And I think my assistant at the time maybe failed to ever like book this person, but I wanted her to come on because I got the book and it was great. And she was a young first time writer. And it's going to be a Netflix show, TV show. And Kim Kardashian is going to EP it. And I'm so happy.
Good for that young lady. Yes. Hopefully with all the Taylor Swift drama, it doesn't get shelved, you know. Could happen. What if Swifties work in Netflix?
And well, they said that she lost 100,000 followers, Kim, but she has over 330 million followers. So 100,000 in loss. Do the math. What is that?
I did see a TikTok.
Is that like a point?
That all of them are bought.
0.01% or something, huh?
I watched the whole TikTok when I was deep diving the Corey, yeah, that the Kardashian empire is all bought followers, which would be so genius and easy to do, because in real life, I've seen videos where they have these farms of just these fake accounts that you can't even prove it's a fake account. If you have enough money like they do, why wouldn't you? You know, if you think about the engagement out of 350 million followers, why can't somebody just hit that heart? Like, why do only, like, you know, let's look, I don't know how many likes, 5 million people out of 350 million can't hit heart?
Yeah, if you have 350 million, then you should have way more than just 1 million likes on something.
I know people scroll, I scroll, but I tap and like, I scroll, yeah, tap and like fast. Yeah. Like, I can easily, if I see somebody I like, I'm not missing a heart. So out of that many, so it gets a little, I'm just saying, I did buy Twitter followers back in the day, but Twitter came in and cleared them out. So they're
I love your
ones.
Honesty. I've never bought any followers. I've had people offer me, you know, we'll give you this many followers for this much. And I'm like, I'm at 365,000 on Instagram. Even if I got 5,000 more followers, what would it do for me? Absolutely nothing. Who cares? Even 300,000, I don't think would really change my life.
So to full disclosure, I didn't buy followers. I bought a bot. That the bot would then, back in the day when Twitter first started, it would follow accounts and then they would follow you back. Like that would be a thing. Oh. And then it would wait a week and it would unfollow you.
Oh my God. So. The amount of Juicy Scoopers that send me like a clip, a screen grab of, oh my God, you guys, Kathy Hilton just started following me.
And then because she unfollows you so often, I love catching people that do
no,
that.
No, I don't know if she follows me at all, but I'm saying that's people, randoms get that.
Oh,
so when randoms are getting it, it is because you've paid for a system to do that.
Yeah. How many people
allegedly,
does she follow?
Allegedly.
Yeah, it's so annoying you have to say that so much.
Like, whatever, why not say it?
No, not here, I'm saying in general. Like,
so Scott Disick, everyone was so concerned about his dramatic weight loss that he said, okay, I'll stop taking the Ozempic.
I just love that Ozempic has now made it so people don't think like cocaine or heroin or crack, you know, or meth. You know what I mean? Like celebs must love like these rapid deathly looks like, oh, he's just on the weight loss drug. You know, like,
right.
Back in 5 years ago, I'd be like, whoa, look at all the drugs he's on. You know,
yes.
It's just a good new cover. I'm not saying he does any drugs. I don't know. But that a few years ago, that's what we would have said. Not Ozempic. We would look at that and be like, oh, my God.
You know, people talk about like, you know, the skinnier face and that kind of a thing. But they're also saying there is a personality. They said Ozempic use appears to be changing people's personalities. And experts say they know why. It's kind of weird what they said. For one, some people say they no longer have a desire to drink. Or, you know, which you think would be a positive thing. But then that also could be a result of you just not having like excitement to do anything. So some they're saying it could add to depression and a low libido. I had a friend who went on it with her husband, and they've been married like 25 years, and they said they were boning like crazy.
Because they felt less fat, they
good about themselves, and they were like getting it on.
Yeah.
But I have heard that other people don't want to drink as much. Other people said, no, it affected my drinking the same, you know, but they're saying that some people can get depressed, and that's how it could change their personality.
Maybe they're like, it wasn't into the drinking though. It could have just been like the addiction of the sugar in alcohol, and then they don't fiend that sugar.
I definitely
read that and I was like, I ain't risking no Ozempic. I love my drinking. So let's just keep eating. I got a deal. I'm going to have abs by July 4th with hydroxycut.
Okay, great.
So right now I have to be soft before I get ripped. So it's part of the before and after. I'm in the soft phase. It's for real.
There's got to be, when are the restaurateurs of LA going to like do a thing and be like, people are ordering so much less food? Because it's got to be happening. If everybody's on it, people are ordering less food.
Oh my gosh. The like blowback of that. People aren't even connecting because I just did see that all these restaurants are like failing. There's this whole thing. And like, it's the hardest place in the U.S. right now to like keep a restaurant open in L.A. And they're not even connecting the dots.
Because I go out to dinner with a bunch of girls and they're all on it. And I kind of love it because they're like, you order because nothing sounds good to them. So then I order like everything I want a bite of, but I'm really good at not over ordering. I take in everything account. Who's a vegetarian? Who's, you know, only eats fish? Who doesn't like olives? And who's on Ozempic? And I have been saying for years, I want to have a show, World's Best Order. And it's about ordering for, it's a competition show where you order for a lot of people. And the goal is there's no leftovers. Everybody's full. And, you know.
Well, if Peacock doesn't steal this idea from
you. They can steal away. Just have me be a judge.
At least put it on your IG story because that could be a segment. Because I see a lot of nice dinners and I don't see any plates. You don't ever showcase. I rarely see a food on your content.
Really? I'm not. Okay, so I should start sharing more food? Okay, I will.
Restaurants, you know, we see outfits, we see locations.
You're right. I should talk more about food because I do love food. I love foodie. I love exciting new food. And so that was the thing I was like, I would rather. Also, I'm getting very into what I like to call a linner. It's a lunch dinner.
Like at 4?
Yeah, like a 3:30, 4 o'clock. Like, especially when I'm out in the desert also because, you know, that's where old people thrive. But also it's like I wake up really early because I'm so excited to be there. And so then I'll have like kind of a big like 10 o'clock situation breakfast. And then I will do, and then we'll do like a dinner, like a 3:34 situation. And then we're done.
You know, on a different note, next year, I really think during Coachella at your house, you do like a fake Lemmy house or like a Goop house, like the Juicy Scoop house, just for your like friends and family, but have like the little fake stations and the little, make it like your
like
own.
Like a little influencer.
Yes, your own influencer house.
Oh my God, you're doing it. Well, you know what? I'm going to be there.
A couple Juicy Scoopers get invited.
Are you into country music or no?
I mean, I like Jelly Roll on TikTok or whatever.
I'm going to Stagecoach. And I have been invited to nothing.
They don't know you're going. You didn't post about it.
I've been telling everybody. I'm going to be there this weekend. I would love to be invited to anything. Even inside, come to this little special VIP thing. Whatever. Juicy Scoopers. I have my own home. I don't need accommodations.
Did you see that house squatting TikTok drama?
Why? What's that?
There's this big drama on TikTok. These like it influencer guys like wouldn't leave this girl's Airbnb like for the whole weekend. And then.
Oh, a squatting thing.
Yeah. But like it's the first celebrity squatter.
So wait, who was the celebrity in it?
They're like influencers. I mean, not, you know, 100,000 followers, celebrities, you know, not.
Oh,
not. But
wait.
So this like crew of like bootleg, respectfully, sway boy style guys, like good looking buff guys, right?
Okay.
Go to pretend to hook up with this one girl, then they're not interested. And then he's like, can I crash on the couch? And then they like stay like throughout Coachella and they're not leaving. And then this girl's like, does a TikTok like these guys.
Oh my God. So they're guys that act like they're into the girls because they need a place to stay.
And then crash and they spent like the like 3-4 days at this house.
This came up about this Airbnb story where, you know, basically they realized like there were cameras and there were things that they'd come back from and they were they'd come back from a day out while staying in an Airbnb, this woman and her four daughters, and there'd be things that were moved and this and that, meaning the people were coming home, they were probably filming them, whatever. You know, and no diss on Airbnb. I mean, obviously, these are just creepy people, but it's all these things that you should consider when you do rent the Airbnb. The other part of it is if you're an Airbnb owner, that if you rent out the Airbnb for like 30 days or something, then they can stay. They never have to get out. That's the squatter situation.
Right now in Hollywood.
And the Hollywood guy. Oh, yeah. I posted all about him.
And yeah, have you seen the guy that you hire to then out squat the squatter?
Yeah, it's called Squatter Squad, and they're yes. on Instagram. And so I follow it, and I see this guy, and they're like, he's renting like a cute like guest house situation in Hollywood. He's been there, he won't leave.
Put his own lock on.
He looks completely able to work and get a job, probably in his 40s. And so I put it on my stories, and I was like, LA ladies, this guy is probably saying he's a screenwriter. He's probably going to say, oh, I need to borrow a few thousand just to like pay my taxes, you know, or whatever, quick loan. You're never going to get it back. He's probably all over the site saying that he lives in Hollywood. So I'm just like, warning. I hope people know who this loser is. Yeah. So that could be, it could be scary for the owners of these places. It could be scary for like renting these places.
The thing about these cameras that are so good. So we always rent houses when we visit Heidi's family in Crested Butte. And yeah. I'm always like, just so paranoid of all this stuff. So I'm like, is this clock? Like you really will never know. So then I get in my head, like, I'm like looking at like, pointing at, like I just like staring at stuff. Like I see you, like, cause you don't, this stuff is so concealable. I'm looking up in the air vents. I'm like just like,
I've had, get in that. We've had good experiences. At one point I did have a thing where I was like, it's too much cleaning. Like I was like, Peter, there's got to be something in there that we can pay an extra $200. I do not want to strip all the sheets. I don't like, this isn't fun. And I'm like, it's too much cooking and cleaning. Like the list of things that you're supposed to do at the end. And I'm like, I only want to go to a place where we could pay extra and just leave.
I feel like we're not even at Airbnbs. We're at the nice, like, and they still have those notes.
Now I'm back to like beautiful hotels.
There's no beautiful hotel in Crested Butte. That's
I know.
Issue.
So sometimes you have to do it. And I think it's great, but like it is, you know, I like a resort type of situation where someone who wakes up early can sneak out of the room, get their own coffee, walk around, do your thing. But also it's great when you have kids too to do the Airbnb. So I get it. So wait, let me go back to my other story.
So just buy one of those little scanny things that, you know, I have them, you know.
Where they can check a camera? Oh my God, I know that.
Oh, they're cheap too.
Kyle Richards, you know, we don't know. She always just said that she and this girl, Morgan Wade, who's 29, who's a singer, who nobody knew who she was or her music until Kyle introduced her to the world. So that worked out in her favor. But she's got her song, I'm Gonna Make You Love Me. And they did a sexy video. Then it announced
that
she
was actually kissing this.
No, they get that close.
Oh, my gosh.
And
ridiculous.
Then they announce their separation. We see more of it on Buying Beverly Hills, which let me ask you this, because I had the girl from Buying Beverly Hills on. She was one of the realtors and when she was on the show. And so we saw very little of the actual them breaking up on Real Housewives of Beverly Hills. But then on Buying Beverly Hills, which is about Mauricio's company and the daughters working there in real estate, they just happened to be all together as a family with the four daughters at their place in Aspen when the news broke from People magazine that they are, in fact, separated. And so the Buying Beverly Hills cameras were there to capture them talking about it as a family of six.
Well, I'm sure he cares more about the agency franchise brand. You know, now that's the mothership for him.
Right. But I'm like, I believe that.
And then strategic.
Like, who put this out? Well, one of you put it out. Because People doesn't just like do something where there's no source. One of you put it out and it was smart to have it come out when you guys were all together for the cameras of Buying Beverly Hills, that benefits not only your soon-to-be ex-husband, but your daughters. And then the next day, all the other realtors that were the stars came to have a weekend there. So then they could talk about the news that broke. So it was some pretty great producing mixed with, planning. You know, media. Yeah. But anyway, now Real House, the alleged, this come from Daily Mail. They said Kyle Richards, 55, won't be able to return to Real Housewives of Beverly Hills unless she agrees to reveal her real relationship with Morgan Wade, 29. That is what they're saying.
I believe it.
That they're not going to do another season of her just being like, she kind of hinted at it at the reunion. Annie goes, maybe Morgan will be sitting on this couch next year. And she goes, I don't know, maybe. Well, is she going to be a real housewife? I mean, what housewife has ever had just a platonic girlfriend that's just a friend hang out?
On the reunion show.
Yeah. Unless
she should team up with the Montana Boys.
Yes. What is the Montana Boys? They're just cute guys that tick that
lip sync.
So they're not singers.
They don't dance.
They don't dance and they're not singers. And they were just cute guys that lived in Montana that were friends that were in their 20s that started to do TikToks together.
Yeah. Maybe they started doing them in Nashville, but they didn't get, I had seen them maybe like a video.
Did they ever go to college?
Yeah. I think they went to some like Montana Tech or Montana.
And then one of them fell in love with Kristen Cavallari.
Very serious 2-month relationship.
Okay.
And she's talking about, they get,
he said. She's talking about having his child.
I think she walked that back in an interview maybe and like tried to bring that down a notch. I don't know.
What is your opinion of it?
I freaking love it. You know,
then you know that's called a puma. It's not a cougar.
When a
35, how old is Kristen?
37.
So when someone in their mid to late 30s gets with someone in his early 20s.
It's a puma.
That's a puma. That's not a cougar. A cougar is you got to be in your 40s and then you get with someone like, you know, late 20s, 30s.
She needs to get some Puma merch going on Uncommon James ASAP.
One of those names that hasn't, it was just getting a little action during the cougar phase, which was like 15 years ago. And actually Jennifer Aniston was going to do a movie about pumas, but it never happened.
Kristen should lean into this.
You're welcome, Kristen. Idea from Juicy Scoop. Take it and run.
No, but I love it. I just wish that she would do a show right now, like bring back Very Cavallari. There's no longer Jay Cutler. So just fast forward.
Yeah.
And now it just starts with her like out on a date with her 24-year-old. I just want to hear them talk about whatever they talk about.
And I was going to ask you, what if the Valley ever asked you?
I call Alex Baskin trying to tell him I moved to the Valley every way. He's like, it's not believable for you to leave the Palisades and go to the Valley. I'm like, yes, it is. You have a TV show there. Very believable.
But why do you have to move though?
It's not even that. It's the Bravo has these like invisible walls. That's like, if you're coming from Paramount, they think they have this like world and you can't come into this world because it's like, oh, they're from MTV. Like they think that's too much fourth wall which
doesn't feel authentic. Well, the show's working without you, so who cares? And then Kyle and her daughter are on this show called Reality Club. Do you know what this is? And they like sing and then you're supposed to guess if they're singer or not. It's on Fox and you're supposed to guess if they're good singers or not. And they actually turned out to be good singers. I just saw a clip of it. I don't know if it's aired, but she and her daughter were singing and some people were like, they're so thirsty. I'm like, this is their career now. This is their career. You think they're really going to turn down an opportunity to sing and have a fun day and get hair and makeup on? Like, why wouldn't you?
The word thirsty, it's like, you're getting paid. What are you talking about?
You're thirsty commenting on this.
To get 5 likes on your comment.
Right. Then Mauricio is pretty thirsty. He is doing selfies with his outfit. Why not? Who cares? And digging this look, he wrote, digging this look for today. Comfortable and stylish. What do you think? So now he's doing
fit pics.
Yeah. You know what people would say? I just realized that the expression, here's my fit check. That fit comes from outfit. I never put those two together. I was like, why are we suddenly just saying cute fit? Like, oh, what's your fit? I was like, I guess because it fits you right. And then I was like, oh, wait, it comes from the word outfit.
Breaking news. Breaking news here. Have you eaten at this sushi spot?
No, it's so funny because I saw a girl do a video on this. God bless you. I'm sorry. I don't know your name. She's good at what she does. Anyway, one time she did a whole thing on what is with this balcony? What is with every star goes to this sushi place? How good is it? What is the story behind this? Is Ali Wong and her boyfriend, Bill Hader. and they're leaving the sushi place, which is like upstairs in like a mini mall. But why is it that
it's
delicious?
Like, supposedly my buddy Matt Mosco goes there every day, says it's the best ever. What is the name of it? It is called.
And where is it?
I think it's called Sushi Park.
Is it Sunset Plaza or something?
It is. I don't know. I've never been. It's very hard to get in. It is at.
Is it like a Michelin star? Is it like a Michelin star?
Not Michelin star. Two-level strip mall in West Hollywood, Sushi Park. It's on the second floor between a yoga studio and a beauty salon.
That's probably convenient for everyone to go to. Yeah, it's probably really good.
And now it's like good. Like, I don't want to be seen, but I know they got to.
But I do
want to
be seen.
I know they all.
Yeah, everyone's going to be there to get this photo on the balcony.
It's perfect because it's like you're not at Craig's or like where it's
right,
so obvious
so
you're
obvious,
coming
that's
out.
Where
it's like,
I go.
It looks like they got you.
That's
how
where
they
I go,
get
trap.
You in the Cybertruck.
Gypsy Rose Blanchard.
Oh, do they take your Cybertruck back?
Oh, a lot of people are concerned about my Cybertruck. Listen, I've sent all those articles to Peter. And he doesn't seem to care or notice that anything's wrong. But they're saying that there's something with the acceleration pad. And that's why that I guess the car went through the Beverly Hills Hotel or whatever, the Cybertruck.
That's what I would be saying, too, if I had been driving my Cybertruck up into a hotel.
I don't know what we're supposed to do about that. I mean, there's nothing I can do. I can't.
Well, I think you're supposed to drop it off.
I don't drive the car.
Oh, okay.
I've never driven any of the Teslas. It's like you have to use a credit card
to
drive
so
it or
confusing.
Something. So I never have done it. I did want to learn how to drive this one because it is the end of the year, end of the world truck for us. And I should know how to comfortably drive it. And I should have my own key for it so that I can hop into it. So I don't know. We have to figure out if it's okay.
Yeah, because how are you going to get to your bug out desert compound?
Gypsy Rose Blanchard, she's gotten her teeth done.
Is this
got her
post nose
done.
And teeth? Is this the reveal
yes, this
shot?
Yes, supposed to. I mean, you know, and then you can see that the teeth are getting better. She's still getting her lower teeth done. Sadly, her mom, who had the Munchausen's by proxy, would, you know, convince her and doctors that all her teeth had to come out. So that's why she had all the missing teeth and gold teeth and all that. So
do you
she's
think her
getting
mom was taking all her drugs that she'd get, like when they'd pull her teeth out, she like wanted the pills.
I mean, the whole thing was she letting everyone think that she was, you know, horribly ill. But she has left her husband and they're doing a reality show for Lifetime and they haven't filmed together since the separation.
I think it's probably good for her to be single for a little while.
Yeah. Yeah.
You
and
know,
also
I think
the,
you should just
and
get
also
out
the,
little,
and also
about.
The husband looks just like the mother that if her boyfriend that she had her boyfriend kill. So maybe not great.
Maybe put her on The Bachelorette.
Did you see this thing that like went viral?
The AI thirst trap Zuckerberg.
So AI took Zuckerberg and what made him cute?
No, they're not doing the same photo. There was a photo of him with that chain. I'm almost positive
Zuckerberg,
in a blue
okay.
shirt without the facial hair and the like
they made his hair cuter
and his face.
Oh, and they gave her like lighter eyes.
But
you could see.
I'm pretty sure that there was a photo that kind of, but I've been loving his post steroid rebrand.
He's got, he and Bezos both got the steroids
I
action.
Want their program. I don't have the budget, but they are on. I said to Heidi, I never thought Mark Zuckerberg would be buffer than me. That's pretty crazy.
This is a story behind this new movie Lisa Rinna's doing on Lifetime. She just posted the trailer. And it is a true story about a mom. She plays the mom who was cyberbullying her daughter and the daughter's boyfriend and trying to make it look like people in the high school were bullying her daughter. So it was called cyberbullying, like Munchausen by proxy, but it's a cyberbullying type. And she was doing it the whole time and they found out about it and she was prosecuted. But it was one way for the daughter then to lean on her mother. Also to get attention, got the school involved. And it was like horrible messages, hundreds of horrible text messages that she and the boyfriend were getting disgusting things. And the mom was saying it the whole time. And here she thought her mom was her protector. And that is the role Lisa Rinna is playing. And I want to just say props to Lisa Rinna. Since she's left Real Housewives of Beverly Hills, has been killing it.
All over fashion.
Fashion went back to acting. I wonder And I reached out to Lisa. I'm like, please come back on Juicy Scoop. We won't even talk about Real Housewives. I want to just talk about, like, I wonder now that she's having all these great, like, resurgence in her career, does she have any regrets about staying as long as she did on Housewives? You know what I mean?
I don't know.
Because she was an actor before, but she was in a dip. And she did say to me, it's much easier to do this show than to, like, memorize lines and all this other stuff. I just go to dinner and be sassy. But of course, the drama that comes after with social media and friendships and stuff, that's the hard part. But the actual doing it, putting the mic pack on, I mean, as you know, that's not hard.
That's his dream job.
The bad part's the social media.
So I'm still out here calling networks.
Oh, you know what I also think? I was talking to my friend Jacques, who's a writer for Daily Mail, and he is from Australia.
I call him Jacques.
Oh, you do?
He's my best friend.
He's one of your best friends too? Love him.
He's so amazing.
So anyway, we were talking on the phone, and he said that reality stars in Australia, when they do reality shows, like, I guess, Love at First Sight, it's a huge show there, they take over the star's social media completely. They don't have control of it themselves to protect them from everything, from spoilers and mental health and everything. They turn off, comments or whatever. They protect them for before the show, during the show, and a couple months after the show before they give it back to them. And I think that should be something that people need to start looking into. I think if you want to keep reality shows going, that's got to be the next step. I thought it was like hire a special social media coach that makes sure that you don't look at things or limits or comments. But that's really what these, because then they'd be on more authentic. Storylines would not be about social media and what one person tweeted. It would get less dark. And the mental health of these people would be protected.
That's what actually killed the Hills reboot, because everyone was reading the mentions in the comment section, and then they would literally listen to one troll and then go change how they actually are, and then, you know, not show their actual personality and do this weird non, because they're going off in the original Hills. There was no comment section. There was no social media. So everyone just thought they were just, oh, so amazing.
That's what so Lala, I guess, at the end of Vanderpump Rules, we're going to see that Lala, whatever, has a moment with Ariana and kind of speaks her mind about what she's been feeling this season. And she's like, it's annoying because I said what I really felt that everybody else agreed with me. We don't know what that is, but this is what she's been saying. And the rest of the cast was living in the comment section and choosing not to really speak their mind because Ariana, you know, has such a great fan base and is so well liked. But then that's not being authentic to the show. And so, you know, so that's kind of interesting. It's exactly what, you know, it's like, oh, I don't want the fans of this person to be mad at me, so I'm not going to tell this person what I really think. But then that's not what the show's about.
Producers call that image crafting. So that's what the talent now does. They image craft to please the audience, which is backfiring because then you're not being authentic. And that's why you love The Valley, is because it feels real. And, you know, that's the issue when you know somebody's just not being authentic because they're trying to look likable and get, like, more likes on their Instagram photo. It's so.
Again, Spencer, tell everybody where they can find you. Thank you for staying for the Thursday
show. Thanks for letting me squat.
Yeah,
squatting on the Juicy Scoop. Please stream Superficial album on Spotify and Apple Music. Let's keep these numbers up. And then Spidey's 16th Minute on all platforms is the podcast.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All right, you guys, remember, Scottsdale is next. And then in Denver, I will be there as well. Everything is at heathermcdonald.net. Then off to Temecula, Pechanga with Chris Frangiola. Everything at heathermcdonald.net. Really great. Patreon coming to you this Friday. Lots of Juicy Scoop. Always there. Thank you so much. Bye.
So I know you've got a lot going on, but remember, I'm here for you. So bother me when no one's listening, because I will. Bother me when it feels like it won't get better, because it can. Bother me because you're never a bother. Whether it's a low point or a crisis, get help for yourself or a friend. Learn more at neverabother.org or call or text 988, available 24/7. So I know you've got a lot going on, but remember, I'm here for you. So bother me when no one's listening, because I will. Bother me when it feels like it won't get better, because it can. Bother me because you're never a bother. Whether it's a low point or a crisis, get help for yourself or a friend. Learn more at neverabother.org or call or text 988, available 24/7. So I know you've got a lot going on, but remember, I'm here for you. So bother me when no one's listening, because I will. Bother me when it feels like it won't get better, because it can. Bother me because you're never a bother. Whether it's a low point or a crisis, get help for yourself or a friend. Learn more at neverabother.org or call or text 988, available 24/7.